Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. The love of gods and goddesses, so happy to have you here again. And I know we had a call yesterday, and here we are today. And today is a very special call. We have our very, very popular Dr. Russell Johnson, and we have also a special guest who's going to be really talking to us about legal advice and what they have to say and what they're going to offer for us today. But a little bit more about Dr. Johnson. You know, we already know that he has broadcasted all over the United States. He's probably even into Canada, et cetera. And he's excellent in terms of he's just got a vast amount of knowledge in a lot of different areas in which we speak. And now today, you know, he is as well very, very well versed in this particular type of legal program that's going to be discussed today. And along with that, of course, is Mr. Shai Goldstein, who will be talking about it in depth. So before I go any further, I'd like without further delay, I'd like to bring Dr. Russell Johnson in now, and he's going to go ahead and get our show started. So, oh my goodness, I have to go ahead and unmute both of them. Here we go. And thank you for being here. We're doing this because we want to try to be able to be of some assistance to all of you, especially since we know what's just up ahead, you know, for all of us. So, Russell and Shai, I have both your lines open. And Russell, if you will, Dr. Johnson, if you will, please go ahead and tell us all about this call that we have for today.
Okay, thank you very much for having me. And everybody's excited, I'm sure, because big things are about to happen all across the world, huh? So we've been waiting for that for a long time. But anyway, listen, today specifically we want to talk about legal representation. Now, that's a big subject. I mean, there are a lot of attorneys, a lot of law firms, and all over the place, especially all over the United States and Canada. I mean, the numbers grow every year just keep rising. But when you talk about legal services, most countries and most states in the United States and most places in Canada, the provinces, we are talking about $500-$700 an hour, and very seldom does it go down beyond that. So it's very expensive to have an attorney for accident purpose. For when people talk about, I want to get, I had an accident and I want to be able to resolve the issues, a divorce, immigration, adoption, traffic tickets, speeding tickets, getting sued, the IRS, consumer disputes, and on and on and on and on. So what we want to do is talk about a service that has been around for the last 45 years in the United States, extremely competent, extremely affordable, that most people don't know anything about, and it's called Legal Shield. A company started back in 1972 by Holland Stonecipher because of an accident, and I'll get Shai to talk about that in just a moment. And he decided, he was a school teacher, he was in a head-on collision, and he got sued. It wasn't his fault, but he got sued, and he had to undergo tremendous costs in terms of getting out of that situation. And he looked around to try to find out. He had health insurance, life insurance, disability insurance, homeowners insurance, but he didn't have legal insurance. And he started doing his homework, and he found out that in Europe, legal insurance has been around since the early 20s. And 80% of Europeans understand that, and they have it, especially people who work in big corporations. Anyway, so he decided to bring that model to the United States in 1972, and the rest is history, and it's been available for us. And so we have Shai Goldstein now, who's full-time marketing this all across the United States, and he's going to tell us more about the legal services that are available for the average person without talking about the $300 or $400 an hour that most attorneys will charge you, and the big retainer. If you get into an accident, they want $2,000 or $3,000 before they even speak with you as a retainer. You can put all that aside, and he's going to talk about what's available for the average person like you and me. Shai Goldstein. By the way, he lives in Florida. Go ahead, Shai.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. So I'm going to explain to you in brief what the service entails and basically how it's really very affordable. And basically what you get for the plan is you get unlimited consultation with an attorney. And before I start, let me say something that's very, very important, is that when you sign up for this membership, you're not getting an attorney. You're getting a law firm. That's a big difference. With a law firm, you basically get you get attorneys dealing with personal injury, real estate, divorce, family matters, and traffic. Basically, you're getting a whole law firm under one roof. So basically, what you get for $24.95 a month, you get unlimited consultation with an attorney on any topic. What that means is you can pick up the phone anytime you want and from business hours, from 8:30 to 5 o'clock, and talk to them about any topic. You get letters and phone calls on your behalf. That's one of the things that I love the most. And I'll give you an illustration. I had a problem with a company, with an internet provider. And they took my money, $500, and they ended up not giving me what I requested. And what happened was after 30 days, I called them up and I said, "Listen, I have a problem. You know, you didn't give me what I requested." And they said, "We're sorry. There is no refund." I said, "No problem." I picked up the phone. I called up my law firm. I explained to the attorney, and basically he sent out a letter on my behalf, and I ended up getting the $500 refund back plus 1 month free, and I got a gift card. And it's happened again and again. So, again, you don't have to be in trouble to use this type of service. If you get a traffic ticket, no matter where you are in the United States and Canada, a moving violation, speeding, going through a red light, not stopping at a stop sign, they will go to court for you and fight for the traffic ticket totally for free. Then you get contract document review. Say you want to buy a house, sell a house, you want to go into business, whatever it is, you just send them the contract. They will review it, and then and I'll give you an example of what happened to me. I wanted to rent an apartment, and I sent over the contract to the attorney, and he viewed it. He says to me, "Shai, don't sign it. It's really bad." He says in small print, it says that the landlord can come into the house anytime she wants without even notification. It said also in the contract, if you know, there's a little area in the contract, if something breaks or something, that you have to pay, you know, a certain amount of money. Usually it is $50 to $100 minimum that I have to pay. Over there, she wrote $1,000. So I fixed all these little areas, and then I signed it. So I was so grateful to the attorney that viewed my contract. Otherwise, I would have been stuck with all these issues. Then you get a will. Most people in America today don't have a will. A will runs between $500 to $1,000. Now, a lot of people ask me what's so important about a will. One of the biggest things about a will is, God forbid, is if a person passes away before his time, like suddenly in a car accident or something else, basically he can leave his money, his houses or things like that, you know, in the will, basically saying where the money is going to go, where the house is going. So basically it's a love letter, you know, for when a person passes away. Because this is the key, if you do not have a will, what happens is, God forbid, that if a person passes away, it goes into court, and it could be in court for years and fighting, family fighting over it and everything. So believe me when I tell you, it pays to have a will. And with this company, Legal Shield, you get a will for free, part of the membership. And then you get an if you, and then also we have another service with the IRS. Say a person gets audited by the IRS for this coming year. Say we're in 2019, and you sign up today and you get audited. They will actually help you with the audit, give you 50 hours of attorney time to help you with the audit. So basically, the law firm has a whole team of lawyers that work close with the IRS to help you with IRS issues. Then you have adoption. Say, example, you want to adopt a child. So what they'll do is they'll do all the paperwork for free for you and put together, and you just have to sign it, and that's part of the plan. The other part of the plan is if a person is basically married and they want to be divorced, they have to keep the membership for 90 days. And then if both parties consent to the divorce and they both agree, the lawyer will actually write up the divorce papers for free. They won't charge you anything. It's part of the plan. Then there's a lot of other things you can get with the plan. The company introduced this a year ago, where you get a lot of discounts for a lot of other companies. So when you sign up as a member, they send you a website where you can see all the savings. You know, everyone loves savings, and you can get, you know, a whole bunch of savings. The other thing is you get a 25% discount. Say anything that doesn't cover, like for instance, going to court on your behalf or any other issues that are not related to this membership, they will give you a 25% discount. So instead of charging you $300-$400 an hour, they'll only charge you like $250 an hour. So that in itself is an amazing savings. Now, one of the other things I did not mention that is very, very important, say, example, work-related, or someone is suing you. Say, you, God forbid, you had a car accident and God forbid, you killed people and you were not drinking and driving. They will protect you, and they will cover everything for you for free, totally free. If, example, your job fired you unlawfully and turn around and sue you, they will go to court for you and be your attorney and fight for you for free. So, again, there's so many wonderful, wonderful benefits, and it's all under $1 a day. It's only $24.95 a month. So for this membership to have for under $1 a day to keep in your pocket for $200-something a year, it is totally worth it. And again, you don't have to be in trouble to use this membership. If you learn how to use it and continue using it, you're going to really love it. If you have any questions, I'll be glad to answer them.
Okay. I just want to say, good. Maybe we want to, at some point, when the questions come up, you can go through Title I, what's covered under that, Title II, Title III, Title IV, and Title V, because the specificity of all this is just mind-boggling in terms of the kind of services that you get to cover you and your family. So it's not just about you. It's about you, the significant other in your household, husband or wife or partner or whomever, and the kids are also included in the membership up until age 26, and not sure I can go through that. And
correct.
That all of, the whole family is covered. So you have kids who are going away to college, and they drive, they get into accidents, and they're speeding, or they have lease problems, disputes with the landlord. They will cover all of that under that one membership, under that one price that he talked about for $24.95. So we will get into there's so much to cover. We could be talking for 2 hours here about all the coverage. So what we'd rather do is just let you ask the questions that you may have concerns about that we can address and give you the delineate exactly what's covered and what's not covered under this plan. How's that? Is that a good way to start? And I just want to say that when a major situation happens in a person's life and they are called upon to get legal advice or an attorney, normally you are required to put down a large retainer firm, a piece with the firm, before even you have representation. With Legal Shield, you have that legal representation immediately. It's accessible, it's affordable, and you have the full service coverage in every state across the United States, including all the provinces of Canada. That's really significant. Now, he did say something that's really important. It's not just some lawyer who's out in the boondocks getting started or some student. It's really a law firm that will cover all the aspects of what you need. So what the company has done over the past 45 years is to go to each state, each province in Canada, and get the best law firm there who have AAA coverage under what they call Martindale-Hubbell. It has to be the top law firm, period, or they won't use them. And they get that law firm. In Florida, we have one here in Plantation, and that's Glantz & Glantz. They've been around, 40 years or better, and they have 50 attorneys there covering all the aspects of what you need that you can delve into to resolve whatever issue that comes to the fore. So anyway, I just wanted to say that briefly as we answer all the other questions that you may have. It's a top-notch law firm, and what the company does, and they make it easy, when they get that law firm, they pay them millions of dollars a year, whether anybody calls them or not. That's how it's paid, because they cover the memberships. Right now you have about 1.7 million people who have memberships with this law firm, with this company called Legal Shield. And they pay that law firm to handle our concerns, whether we ever call or not. Each month they get a big check. So we are the number one client to that law firm because they're getting millions of dollars just in case we call them and need the help. So let's just open it up. You may have some specific questions, and we can further delineate and designate what's going on.
Russ, before we go, and Shah, before we go into questions and answers,
sure.
Could you give us an example? You said you have a testimonial maybe that you'd like to share with our group.
Me?
From
I got
someone?
A ton of
if you could just give us a couple of examples yourself,
okay,
that would
sure.
be really great. And I'll go ahead and open it up.
Not a problem. I've had this membership since 1994. So this is 27, 28 years now. And so I will not be I'm also a representative of Legal Shield for the last 28 years. So I sell memberships. And I sell other people, the memberships, and I'm also getting paid. I've made well over $1 million doing this for the last 20 years. But anyway, or more. But and there are people who make that a year. But anyway, like Dave Savola. But anyway, I'm saying when I came on, I decided to come on and use the membership. And so when I got speeding tickets or when I got a divorce or when I had to go to immigration to get somebody a green card, all of that was covered, and if you ever sued IRS matters, I mean, it goes on and on. I've used so many aspects of this, buying a house, taking care of my mortgage, and all of that. You have to have attorneys when you buy a house to look over all the agreements. They got attorneys there sitting waiting for you to come in, and they will handle that. So it just goes on and on in terms of traffic tickets, accidents, going to IRS for immigration, for whatever. It's all available for us. Yeah.
Ed, can I give a testimonial last year? So I didn't mention this, is that the company – for traffic tickets, they did something very unique and very special. Is basically when you get a traffic ticket, you just have to take up. You get an app. When you sign up as a member, they give you an app, and on the app has a camera, and you can take a picture of a traffic ticket. So if you're speeding or going through a red light or whatever, and a cop pulls you over, you take a picture of the speeding ticket or whatever the violation was, the violation, and instantly, within seconds, the law firm gets your ticket, and then they can go to court for you. So I'll just tell you a testimony that happened to me last year. I was driving in New York, and I was on my cell phone, and I'm from Florida. The Florida law says you're allowed to speak on a cell phone, and I didn't know that New York, you're not allowed to talk on a cell phone. And I was driving in New York, and a cop pulled me over. While the cop pulled me over, I was still talking on my cell phone. And he looked at me, and he said, I see you have no idea why I pulled you over. And I said, no. And he said, in the state of New York, you're not allowed to talk on a cell phone. He wrote me a ticket of $135 ticket. He said, this is what's going to teach you, you know, that you're not allowed to talk. And I personally was very happy, and I thanked him very much. While he was giving me the ticket, he handed it to me. I said, officer, hold on one second. I took out my phone. I took a picture of it. And I sent it to my lawyer, and I said, sir, you can have the ticket back. My lawyer's taking care of it. The guy was so impressed, he himself signed up for the membership because he realized that this is something serious. And again, and you know, in the end result was I didn't pay any money for the ticket, and I had 0 points on my license because they went to court for me and fought for the ticket. And the attorney told me,
wow,
don't do that again. And I said, nope, and this is a true statement, a true story. So,
wow, that
so there,
was
there is
good.
A lot. Then,
that's great.
Yeah, then I will tell you another quick story, a testimonial, with the contract and the letters together. I do this full time as a business. I help people get attorneys, and that's what I do. So I signed up to YP. YP means Yellow Pages. It's a company that, you know, does advertisement, and I ended up paying $135 a month to do advertising with them, and I did not take the contract to the attorney because I trusted what the lady said to me, and I didn't know in very small print says that when I sign it, I have to be in contract for 6 months and there's no way out of it. I didn't know that. So what happened was, 2-3 months later, the lady quit her job or she got fired, and I didn't know what to do. So I called up the YP, and I said, I want to cancel. They said, well, sorry, you can cancel. You signed the contract. You're going to be paying $135 a month for the next 6 months. And I argued with the lady on the phone and argued. I got absolutely nowhere. I said, okay, no problem. I called up my law firm. The attorney viewed the contract. She highlighted the area, and she said, listen, there's nothing we can do because you signed it, but what we can do is we can write a nice law letter, a lawyer's letter to YP, and we'll see what happens. They send out a letter. Within 10 business days, I get a phone call from their HM, from their law firm, their legal department, YP legal department, and said, Mr. Goldstein, we see that you want to get out of the contract, but what we can't get you out of it, but what we can do is give you 2 months free and only pay $60 a month, and we're going to assign somebody to help you get everything up the way it was. And I ended up getting it, and I ended up getting one customer from it. So see how powerful the law firm was, helped me in an area where if I didn't have the law firm, I would have ended up paying $135 every month for 6 months. So I just wanted to explain how powerful it is. And there's
nice.
Many, many more
okay.
stories.
Yeah, sure. Shai, if I can ask, is this a similar to paralegal information, paralegal, right? Paralegal paid or whatever? Prepaid.
Yeah, okay, so very,
prepaid
very, yeah.
Legal?
Oh, prepaid legal?
Right. Is this similar to that?
Yeah.
This is prepaid
okay,
legal.
Great, great. It's the same company. So what happened was four years ago, the company prepaid legal was sold to an investment group out of New York. And basically they took it over and they ended up changing the name and they ended up adding a whole bunch of new things and revamping it and making it a lot better than it was.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you for that. All right. Well, why don't we go ahead and get started and let's open up the lines here. And all of you that have a question in regards to this, it's called Legal Shield. Please go ahead and press 1 and I will see you on the board. So let's just go ahead here. I'm going to open up 248 ending in 5251. Okay, 248 ending in 5251. We have Mr. Shai Goldstein and we have Dr. Johnson on the line. Hello. 5251, hello.
Yes.
Do you have a question?
No, I don't.
Oh, you don't? Okay, all right. I'm going to put you back on mute here. Okay, all right. We'll go on to the next person. And this is 775 ending in 9099. Hello?
Hello.
Hi. Are we?
Hi.
Okay, you're on the air, Chris.
Hi. Yes. On regarding humanitarian projects, do you have quite a bit of to help us that we have a lot of humanitarian projects, how to set them up, what to do, and all the legal information that we need?
Shai, yes, you do. He has the 501c3 that he can set that up. Go ahead, tell me about the 501c3, Shai.
Yes, so basically what we can do is that I have a business, and what I do is I set up a 501c3 nonprofit organizations. Basically, the way it works is we set up the actual nonprofit corporation in your state. And then after we get you an EIN number, basically that's a tax ID number, and then we fill out the application for you to become tax exempt as a 501c3. And then after all that is done, then you can open up a bank account, and then you can basically do whatever you need to do with the nonprofit.
And approximately how long does it take to do that? And by the way, to answer the lady's further question, the 501c3, when you look at the designation from the IRS, is the highest tax status deduction that you can get. It's the same on the same level as the United Way, Catholic Charities, Jewish Charities, the Donald Trump Foundation, the Bill Gates Foundation, the Warren Buffett Foundation. It's the same category of tax deductions you can get doing with 501c3. So how long does it take to complete the task, you think, Shai?
So basically the whole thing from beginning to end, if I get all the information from you, could take up to 90 days. To 6 months.
Okay, let me ask you another question. I already have a ministries. It's called, it's Ministries and Successor of a Corporation Soul. Is that the same thing?
Yeah, but, yes and no. Did you file the 1023 with the federal government to get the 501c3 for your ministry? Did you go through the IRS?
Oh, yeah. I've gone to the IRS. I have an employer identification number.
Okay, the EIN number. Okay. Now, do you have a 501c3 from the federal government?
I believe so.
Well, you got to be yes or no. It's not like...
I'm sure I do.
Okay.
I thought it was a 503 because it's non-taxable and it's
Do you file each year to the government to tell them what you're doing with your nonprofit organization? Do you do your 990 each year?
No, you don't have to do any of that.
Yeah. I have an idea. If you want, let me write down my phone number, and after the meeting, you can call me up, and I can talk to you about the paperwork, and you can send me the paperwork, and I can look at it, and I can tell you exactly what you have.
Okay, I've got it right here in front of me. I do have a 501c3.
Okay.
With the United States. I do have it, yes.
Okay, good. Excellent. Let me you said you have not filed with the government in the last 3, 4, 5 years that you report each year what you're doing with your nonprofit, you have not filed those.
No, because you don't have to.
You do have to. Call Shai. Because if you don't file in a 3-year period of time, you will lose your 501c3. That's a designation. That's a decision that has been made about 4 years ago. Is that
correct?
Was it four years ago? Yeah. If you don't file, they made a new rule because they had thousands upon hundreds of thousands of 501c3s that were not reporting. And they said, okay, we're going to give you a year or two to file. If you don't file within a 3-year period of time, your 501c3 is void.
Yeah. Okay, so let's Okay, what we're going to do is let me make, then we have a lot of questions. So let me give you my number.
Right,
you can
right.
call me, and then
okay.
we can talk about it. And I'll be glad
okay.
to help you out, and we'll get it all resolved for you. My number is area code 561-212-1192. 561.
Can you say that again, Shai?
Yeah, 561-212-1192.
Okay, super.
So call
okay,
me up afterwards, and I'll be glad to help you out.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Chris. Okay, next person is, 678 ending in 9641. 678 ending in 9641.
Hi, this is Pat from. Hello, hi, how are you? Can you hear me?
Good.
Yes, I hear you.
Yes, we can hear you. Go ahead.
Hi. I have a more personal question. I've been separated for 10 years, and I have two children, a 12 and a 14-year-old. And how could Legal Shield help me to expedite a divorce?
All you do is get the membership.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Shai. You tell her.
Yeah. So that's a great question. You're asking a great question. So the way it works is that you sign up as a member, and basically you explain them the situation, and you tell them what you want to do, and then they will fall out under the 25% discount. So charging you $300-$400 an hour, they'll charge you around probably $250 an hour. What can I ask? What state you're in?
In Georgia,
yeah. So, again, each state, each law firm in every state has a different price. So whatever that price is, they automatically give you around 25 to 30% discount. So the way it works is that you sign up for the membership, and after you sign up, you speak to the attorney, you explain to the attorney what you want, and then the attorney will, you know, fight the laws and everything. And then if you're happy with it, they will give you the between the 25 to 30% discount, and then they will actually initiate your actual divorce.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Do you have any other questions?
No, but I did take down your number, so is it okay if I do to call you?
Absolutely. You can. Anybody that wants can call me 24 hours a day.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Yeah. So can I just – a quick question for you. So let's say I've already gotten my membership, and now I want to use it. So is there a phone number that's right there that I can call, or how does that work?
Absolutely. So when you –
somebody?
And no, you don't have to email anything. The beautiful thing of this is the minute you sign up with the membership is that they give you on the bottom, after it's signed up, there's a phone number of the law firm and the name of the law firm. And you can call up immediately within seconds and say, hi, my name is so-and-so. I just signed up. Here's my membership number. Here's my phone number. And then they will start helping you and working with you immediately.
Wow. Well, you know, we're not talking 24/7 here, though, right?
Okay, that's the thing I forgot to tell you about. And again, I ask apology, everybody. I forgot to mention there's one other aspect that I didn't mention is that the law firm has a 24-hour, 7-day week and an emergency number. Say, God forbid, at 3 o'clock in the morning, Saturday night, you're driving along and all of a sudden a cop pulls you over and starts harassing you at 3 o'clock in the morning. You can pick up the phone at 3 o'clock in the morning and speak to a real live attorney to help you out.
Really?
So there is there's a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week phone number that you call for emergencies, and the guarantee to have a real law. Now, one thing I need to make clear to everybody, and this is very important, when you call the law firm, you're not talking to a paralegal. You're talking to a real lawyer that's been in the business for over 20 years. That's something very important that you need to know. Again, you're speaking to a real lawyer, not a paralegal or a secretary.
Wow. Very nice. Okay, so it's a real lawyer. Okay.
Yeah.
Not paralegal. Okay. Oh, yeah. That's a big difference. Okay. All right. Yeah. Very good. All right. We're going to go ahead now to the next question. And let's see.
Jane, I would just okay. indicate that for the
sure.
average, people talking about divorce, annulment, adoption, immigration, a business issue, that's 9 to 5 in whatever state the person resides in. But that emergency piece that he just mentioned is for traffic stops, accidents, arrests. You may be, somebody might come to your house in the middle of the night. It may not be you, but
right.
because of ID
right.
theft, somebody might have gotten, use your credit cards or your social security number, and they've committed
sure.
a crime, and in the middle of the night, they come to your house to arrest you. Then that's when you have the 24-hour call you need to make right away. You can say, wait a minute, officer, let me call my attorney, and you can call your attorney at that moment, whether you're on the highway or whether you're in the house, and get your attorney on the phone before they take further action.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for that,
yeah.
Russell. Okay.
Right.
All right. Our next caller is 201 ending in 6713. 6713? Good day. 201 ending in 6713. You're on the air. Hello.
Okay, I was muted. I was muted. So sorry. This is
okay,
Gita in
okay.
LA. This is Gita in LA. Now, what if you're going through a divorce and the paperwork is being done and it's almost finalized, but your ex is giving you a hard time because he doesn't want to give you what he promised to give you in the beginning verbally? And then the lawyer that you handle is really slowpoke. She's just dragging her feet. You know, I said he has not given me any spousal support since November of last year. And she said she's gonna, you know, send in the paperwork. Do you guys continue it or start fresh if somebody wants to hire you to take over?
Can I answer that, please?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so the way it works with lawyers, again, it's across the board with every lawyer, it works like this, is that when an attorney takes over a case from another attorney, is that you have to personally sign a paperwork requesting the transfer from one attorney to the next attorney. And then when you sign that paperwork over, and then then the new law firm requests the information, then they go over everything, and then they see whatever needs to be done or something needs to be changed. And one thing I always say, and it's good to have two eyes on the same piece of paper. Sometimes it's important to have another opinion from another lawyer. So what I suggest, if you're not happy with your attorney, is switch over to a Legal Shield attorney, and they will actually view it over the contract, and they will give you their opinion, and then they will move forward, and you explain to them the situation. But again, they need to have a special form that they sign to transfer over all the paperwork, and then they will continue exactly where you left off.
Okay, I'll do that if she asks me for any more money.
Yeah.
Well, I
haven't
paid
definitely.
Her. My ex has paid her. And what I'll do is I'll join up with your group because you guys cover so much great stuff. And I'll recommend you because I have friends whose children have been incarcerated wrongfully without, you know, any justification. So you guys handle all that stuff, incarceration.
Everything, yes.
Cool. Appreciate it.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Oh, very good.
You're welcome.
Talking about incarcerated children. So let's just continue to talk a little. I have a question for you, Shai. So let's just say we have a divorce that's already been complete, and then you find that there are still some issues between husband and wife, even though the divorce is finished. And so we're talking about the children now, and you're feeling, let's say you're the spouse that's really concerned about the children and what's going on in that scenario, and you're not happy in terms of the way the custody is working out. So can you use that as a free consultation with a lawyer?
Absolutely, 100%. Remember one thing,
really?
Everything that you can use unlimited consultation. What it means consultation is on unlimited topics. Basically, think of it this way, like when you have a cell phone and you can speak on the phone all day long, to 50 different people, and basically at the end of the month you have like 7,000 minutes on your cell phone, and you're still paying the same amount of money that you agreed on in the contract of $50 a month. Same thing with the law firm. You can speak to them on any legal topic, at any legal topic, as long as you want, even 50 times a day. Like, for instance, I've called my attorney maybe 4 times in one day because I had a few more questions, and the attorney calls you back and everything. So again, it's unlimited on any topic, and you can call back 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times. And this is the beauty of it. They will never, ever, ever send you another bill saying that you owe us more money. It doesn't work like that because it's all part of your $24.95 plan.
Thank you again, Shai.
Yeah.
All right.
You're welcome.
Okay. Let's go ahead to the next question. And that is, hold on, I got to put this person on hold. 843 ending in 7344. 843 and, yeah, 7344. You're on the air.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, we can.
Yeah. This is Henry in North Carolina. How are you? I was with your legal, well, it used to be called prepaid legal back in, I think, 2008. And anyway, I'm glad to hear that you made all these brand new changes and about the company. Are they as well going to be handling, do you have any constitutional lawyers with your firm as well?
Yes, of course.
Can you repeat the Yes.
You want to know, do you have constitution, people dealing constitutional law? The question is yes. They cover
yes.
all aspects of law.
Right, okay.
And these are law firms. These are not just some attorney sitting in a little office somewhere. These are major law firms in each state and all the provinces of Canada. So the mm-hmm. one in Florida, we have 50 attorneys at that law firm mm-hmm. here, Glantz & Glantz. And they've been paid millions of dollars a year by Legal Shield to handle our calls. And if they don't have the answer at that law firm with all those attorneys, they will refer that out to a person who has that expertise. It's called a referral plan. So, yes,
okay.
They got that covered, yes.
So you don't get the member, but you got, I mean, your membership is $24.95, but you got to pay additional money for a lawyer, right?
No, it depends. See, look, we could stay on this all day long. You have Title 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And, Shai, briefly, go through Title 1. What did you get for free? No costs whatsoever. Title 1, Shai.
Yeah, Title 1 is basically you get unlimited consultation with an attorney. Basically, you can call up an attorney, ask them about any topic you want, and also you get unlimited contract document review. And what is document review means doesn't mean just a contract if you're buying a house, selling a house. It could be any type of contract. It could be anything. It could be, I'll give you an example. You have an agreement between you and your friend that you wrote up and you want to verify it. You can send that in. So it could be any type of piece of paper that you have your signature assigned to it.
About any issue. And how about the will? Let's talk about the will, the Title I now.
Right.
Sorry.
So, yeah. So basically, most people in America today don't have a will because there's two reasons. Number one is too expensive. People, wills run about between $500 to $1,500. And most people, you know, say, oh, but we don't have anything. But the thing is, this is so beautiful about this Legal Shield, is that when you sign up, even if you never use the benefits, they will automatically give you a will. And the way it works is very simple, is that you have two ways. You can go online and fill out a questionnaire, and they ask you a series of questions, and you just fill in the boxes, my name, my address, my and everything. And then in the end, you press submit, and then within a week later, 2 weeks later, the law firm sends you a piece of paper saying if you agree to all these terms and you just go over it, you and whatever you wrote, and you can see the will, you sign it, and then they send you a real will stamped from the court and everything. That's number one. Or if you don't have a computer they will send you a paper application and you just fill it out and then mail it in, and then they will give you the will. So even if you don't do anything, the will is one of the most important things for you and your family.
And
it's
no
all
cost.
For free.
Well, no cost. That's Title One.
I think you're going to have a lot of people be signing up today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Well, people do need coverage. We do need help.
Yeah, I got a question. Yeah. I got a question for Henry. Do you have any questions right now that you want to talk about in regards to helping you?
Well, absolutely. I have a
you could call.
I just,
yeah, otherwise, you, go ahead.
I just recently picked up a ticket driving without seatbelts. That should be an easy one.
Yeah. The way it works is because you got the ticket before the membership.
They changed that.
Before the membership.
They recently changed that. It's immediate. Available immediately.
Oh, it's immediate?
Yeah, all motor vehicle services or representation under this benefit is provided for you and your family immediately.
Immediate, right.
With a valid driver's license, and you're driving a non-commercial motor vehicle, two provisos, you get moving violation assistance, motor vehicle-related criminal charge assistance, and up to 2.5 hours of help, no cost, with driver's license reinstatement, with anything dealing with property damage or collection assistance of $5,000 or less, you know, like a bumper accident.
Yeah.
All that's included, free.
That would really come in handy for a commercial driver, which I've had for a long time.
That's what we're releasing right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, well, super. I'll give somebody else a talking stick. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. If you have any more questions, you can always call me, and I'll be glad to go over with you and help you out.
I'll call you today.
Okay,
you
perfect.
Soon. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Okay. All right, Henry, thank you for that. And we'll go on now to the next person, and that is 518, ending in 8187. 8187, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
This is Don in New York. I get a little story with income tax and a question. Every year I work for three insurance companies for now, and every year I get a 1099 from each company. For some reason this year, I only got a 1099 from the company out of Canada. The two companies in America didn't send me my 1099, which is a deadline of January 31st. So, and I've been understanding and hearing the IRS is going away or went away, and I don't know if this is proof that they did, because they have to send those 1099s out. Anybody have a comment on that?
Well,
yes.
The government was shut down for about 7 weeks. So everybody's behind in terms of the IRS sending out and even the companies addressing the issues of sending the 1099s or the W-2s. Everything is behind.
Well, the companies, they're not in Washington, they're private companies.
Right, I understand.
My question to you is, did you actually call the companies and ask them where your 1099 is?
Not yet.
So that's what you need to do is, you have to pick up the phone and call the company and ask them, I need the 1099 because my accountant needs to fill it out. And then you'll see if they'll probably email it to you. And if you have, if they don't have it and they say they can't get it to you, that's when you sign up for the law firm, and the law firm will send out a letter on your behalf requesting and demanding your 1099.
What's the name of your law firm?
Which state?
New York.
Oh, New York. I don't have it with me, but I do use them. They're very, very good. I can get it to you. Call me afterwards, and I'll get it to you.
Well, what's your phone number?
My phone number is 561-212-1192.
Okay, because I listened to the call yesterday, and I was told that the IRS was done.
Yeah, well, here, yeah. I'm going to speak to that a little bit. I'm sorry, who's this again?
What's that?
Hello? What was your first
name?
My first name
is Don.
Okay, Don. All right. So even though we know the truth behind, and this is, again, it's like part of the news behind the news. Mm-hmm. So until it's formally announced, we continue doing what we're doing right now until all that gets cleared up and you will know. You will know. So in the meantime, do what you're doing, play the game, and until you know for sure, until we all know for sure.
Oh, okay. I just found it kind of strange that the two companies in America, I didn't get those born, but the one in Canada, I did.
Yeah, that is interesting. So as Russell, as Dr. Johnson had just mentioned, you know, the right now the government is behind trying to fix what needs to be fixed as we move forward.
They're backlogged right now, a lot of backlog.
Yeah, but Washington, D.C. has nothing to do with two individual insurance companies that I have a license with.
That's right. So that's why Shai said for you to go ahead and give them a call.
Hey, give him a call. He'll help you with that.
Okay, what's his name?
Shai Goldstein, S-H-A-I, Goldstein.
What's that again? Shine?
Shai Goldstein.
Goldstein.
Right. Okay?
Okay, I'll give him a call.
Good, thanks.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, thanks, Ben. Okay, all right, here we go. Wow. All right. Okay, next one is 619 ending in 6095. Good morning. Good day. Hello? 910 ending in 8606. Hello? Okay. All right.
While you're waiting for that, listen, the thing I wanted to impress upon people, we talked about Title I. We covered a lot of things in Title I, but I also wanted to mention, Shai, when you talk about the health care, power of attorney, the living will, and the will preparation, the directive for the physician. So could you just briefly tell them that that's all included in that will preparation for no cost?
100%. It's 100% covered. All the things. So basically, God forbid, if you need to, if you're, like, example, in a hospital, you get a car accident, you're in a hospital, and basically the number one question people ask, who is going to be taking care of me? Who's going to make sure that if God forbid to pull the plug, not to pull the plug? All this is in the will. The problem is most people don't think about any of this because they think we're going to live forever or we're young, we're under a certain age. But, you know, tragedy happens in instant, any time. It could happen any time. So why shouldn't we not be prepared for all this? So that's why I'm saying is this is what I tell all my clients. Create the will. Put it away in a file and forget about it. And then once a year, one other thing very important, once a year, as long as you have the membership, you can update it every single year for life. So if example, nothing happens with, like, say, example, in a year, 2 years, 3 years, you have children or you want to add more people, just call up the law firm and say, I want to adjust my will, my proxy, my health benefit and everything, and automatic they will send you an application, and then you fill it out, and then you update your will. And this is all for free. It does not cost anything. Any questions?
I think that's absolutely wonderful. Okay, so let me go ahead and go to our next question.
And the big deal
here
is, before you take the other call, let's do one more.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to cover too much because there's so much. Shai, what are the free benefits entitled to? Could you tell them? Very important.
Is it the traffic? I don't have it in front of me because I'm in my car.
The traffic. Traffic.
Yeah, traffic.
The accidents, being sued and all that, going to court and
Correct. So let me give you all examples because it's very important to have examples. Say, example, you're driving and all of a sudden a guy was drinking and driving and hits your car and he smashes you and you go off the road and you hit someone's house. and the damage is like $3,000-$4,000. You broke their fence, you ruined their mailbox and everything. Now this particular guy that owns the house is going to turn around and sue you for damaging his house. You're going to have a lawyer. The lawyer is going to be free. They're not going to charge you anything, and they will go to court for you and represent you in court, and you know, in taking care of you. If you have an attorney, you pay an attorney to do that, and it could cost you between $1,000 to $2,000 to represent you for this. Here, it's totally free. One of the beautiful things, again, like I mentioned before and I'm going to mention again, is the company has a thing where if you get a moving violation, means speeding, going through a red light, not stopping at a stop sign, and a cop pulls you over and writes a ticket, you just take a picture with your phone on the app and press submit, and instantly, within seconds, your law firm gets the ticket, reports for you, and you don't have to do anything. Now, one of the most important things that I tell all my clients is you don't have to leave your job or your work to go to court to fight for the ticket. That's why you pay the law firm money every month to go out and fight the ticket. So you get $24.95 every month, and that's including the lawyer to go out to court on your behalf and fight the ticket. I'll give you an example of what happened to my friend. He said to me, "No, I don't need to sign up to this membership." I said, "Fine." He was driving to California. He ended up in a small little hick town, a small town, and he ended up getting a traffic a speeding ticket. He was 15 over the speed limit. He called up a lawyer. No lawyer was going out to that little town. The lawyer ended up charging him $850 to fight that ticket because it was out of his way. I told him if he had Legal Shield, they would have went free to that little town. You wouldn't have had to pay a dollar out of pocket to go to these little towns. So if you travel a lot throughout the United States, it pays to have this membership just for the traffic tickets because they cover you 100% throughout the United States and Canada. What does that mean exactly? Is if you live in Florida and you're driving to California, the whole way you're protected with traffic. If you live in California and you get a traffic ticket in Nevada, they will go to court for you in Nevada for free. If you get a traffic ticket in Colorado, they will go to court for you for free in Colorado. Everywhere in the United States, part of your membership.
Okay.
Any
could
questions?
I have a question, Shai. So what about the people, you mentioned that, this Legal Shield has been started way back in Europe. So for the people that are listening that are not from Canada and or United States, what can they do?
So if they don't live in the United States or Canada, so they have to be American or Canadian to have this membership.
The other piece that she's addressing, the people who live in in Europe, Europe has had prepaid legal since about 1920. So most Europeans understand that they have prepaid legals. Most big corporations and government entities have prepaid legal for all of their employees. That's how 80% of the people in Europe, 80%, already know about this and have prepaid it. It's just the people of the United States. It's an awakening, if you will. They have life insurance. They have health insurance. They have disability insurance. They even have landlord-tenant insurance and all that, all this coverage here. But they don't know about prepaid legal because, well, what can I say? It's been here for about 50 years, but it just hasn't been promulgated, if you will, massively throughout the United States and Canada. But about 1.7 million people here in the United States have it, but others just don't know it exists. That's all. That's where we are.
All right. Very good. Thank you. All right. Let me go ahead and open up the line some more if I can. So the next person we have, is 619 ending in 6095. Hello?
Hi. Yes, this is Lori in California.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, Lori.
I know that you had mentioned the free will, but what about a living trust?
Shy?
Russell, you want to answer that?
Okay. They have the living trust, they have the directive to physicians, living will, they have will preparation, they have all of the health care, they have the power of attorney, all of that is included. Once you sign up, you call the law firm and they will take care of that for you.
So if I signed up today, I could immediately call them to start
absolutely,
the
absolutely.
Living trust?
Absolutely, absolutely, and they will send you all the paperwork for all of the issues that you wanted to discuss. Yes.
Beautiful.
What state are you in? What state
California,
are you in?
California. California.
California. Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Sure.
You're welcome.
Oh wow! So even though today is Sunday.
Sunday.
They can call
tomorrow morning. Call tomorrow first thing in the morning.
Oh,
they will take care of that.
First thing in the morning, Lori.
Yep.
Okay. Very good.
Beautiful.
Okay. All right. Next. Okay. Let's see. All right. So the next one we have here is 314 ending in 2036. Hello. You're on the air.
Hello.
Yes. Welcome.
Jane, this is Jim from St. Louis.
Yeah. Oh, hi, Jim.
How are
you? Okay.
We're good.
Welcome.
Yeah.
You have, yes.
I've been listening a little bit.
And, okay.
Yeah. So I filed my taxes and I sent them in and, you know, people are getting them back. So I guess the IRS is shut down and the
Please stop.
I'm talking to somebody.
Okay, Jim. Well, what did you what was that you said again?
I was just wondering if the IRS is shut down and our tax money will go to the Treasury instead of the Queen. You know what I mean? The Queen of England.
Right. We understand. Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
I think that we have to kind of wait on that for right now. We will know shortly.
Yeah. 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 Okay. Well.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll know shortly. So I'll just keep
listening.
See, yeah. I was just listening. All right, have a great day. Thank you.
Okay, very good. Okay, thank you. All right, okay. All right, next caller is, hold on a second. Oh, boy. We have, okay, let's go over here to 201 ending in 6713.
Hi, it's me again, Gita.
Welcome.
Wow, I got on again. Listen,
sure.
This is Gita in California. What's the difference between a 501c3 and a 508?
Oh, boy, that's a big one.
Oh, okay.
Russell, you're the expert right now, Russell.
I'm sorry? Go ahead.
You're the expert. No, you explain it to her, please.
Well, the 508 comes under common law. It doesn't come under the IRS law. The 501c3, 501c4s, all those come under the IRS.
Federal.
On the federal.
Right.
But the 508, now if you need more information on that, you can always call Shai later on. And he, matter of fact, he's finishing, you're finishing mine up today, are you not?
Yeah, I finished yours up today. I finished it,
okay,
correct.
Okay, fine. Now he can help you with the 508, but we need to talk about that by calling him at 561-212-1192. But there's a great distinction between the two, yeah.
Also, what is the difference
right,
between a corporation and unincorporated? I won't ask anymore. Incorporated incorporated.
Shy.
What you mean is incorporated. Basically, because there's a big difference. If, God forbid, you're getting sued, if you are a corporation, the corporation gets sued, and so it doesn't come under your name. The corporation gets it. Unincorporated basically means if you don't have a corporation and something happens, they sue you personally and they will take your house away. They'll take your bank accounts. They'll take everything away. You have no protection. With a corporation, you are protected by law that they can't run after your personal stuff, only the corporation. Yeah. And also, believe me when I tell you, lawyers can pierce trust. if the trust is not done right, they have ways to pierce that.
Right. Now, I applied years ago for a 98 EIN, and I got it, and I did something with an 8832 form, and I got it as a sole member 98, and it says on the IRS, CP, whatever number that is, that I don't have to report. Okay, thanks.
Right, but my suggestion to you to cover liability and stuff is become a corporation, any sort of corporate, a nonprofit corporation, an LLC, an S corp, a regular corporation, and become one of those corporations to protect you and your assets. Because if you do as a sole proprietor, they can run after you personally.
Got it. Right.
Yeah, it's all about protection. That's all it is protection.
So, yeah. So Shai, just talking about corporation and okay. So if you are part of a MLM, which is really you're working as an independent, it should also be, instead of putting it under your specific name, you should actually be putting it under your corporate name. Correct?
100% correct. Yes.
Correct.
And I'll tell you
why.
Right. Let me explain to you why the reason. It's a very good question you asked. And then let me say, for tax purposes, that is not, because again,
right,
there's no protection is not an issue because again, they're not doing anything wrong. It's more for tax issues. If you are in a sole proprietorship, you don't get all the benefits as being under corporation. When you're a corporation, you get all the tax benefits.
Got it. Okay, and now that's, again, you know, questions regarding that. This is part of your own, it's a different program, right? We have to call you for that versus Legal Shield, right? I just want to make
sure.
Correct,
that is correct.
We're talking about two different entities here. Okay,
right.
So anybody who has any questions in regards to 501c3, you know, what? Oh, I'm sorry.
508. 508.
You know, call
that's
Shai,
later, yeah.
Okay, right. And well, that's later. This is not, that's, yeah, different from Legal Shield. Okay, let me go ahead, and I don't know if I let this person, I think I've got two people here on the line open. Okay, hold on a second. I think I've got, you're done. I think this one is done.
While you're pulling that up, Shai
it.
Might be able to talk about Title III just briefly. Tell them all the free benefits under Title III, would you?
Mm-hmm. And Title
sued,
III.
When they get
yes.
sued. And they
correct,
need an
correct,
attorney.
Correct.
And
so, the, so absolutely.
And pre-trial and post-trial. Free.
Correct, correct.
Okay, tell them
so,
about that.
Yeah, so the way it works is that you get 60 hours of free attorney time. And every year that you keep the membership, they add more and more and more hours. So we call it in the business a sue account. For example, I have 356 hours. That means that if I, God forbid, something ever happens and someone's trying to sue me, I say go ahead right away. I have unlimited. I have 356 hours of attorney time. Now, what does it mean basically? Is that they give you 17 and a half hours of trial time where basically the attorney goes to trial for you and pleads your case. 17 and a half hours for the first year, and every year after that it goes up and up. Then you get 2.5 hours pre-trial time. And what does pre-trial time mean? Is that they're helping you, they're going to help you prepare the case, get the case, you know, up to where it needs to be. So basically all that is for free. They don't they will not charge you. Now, if you feel, this is what I say, if you feel that you're going to be sued by somebody and you want to protect yourself, the company opened up last year where you can buy more trial hours and more prep time, and it's like under an extra dollar or something. I don't have it in front of me, but you can pay like another $10 or $15 a month more, and they will actually give you more suing time and more prep time and things like that.
Wow, that's great. That was going to be my question. So thank you for answering that, Shai.
You're welcome.
Okay, let me see. Looks like I think I lost the next person here. You know what? I think we've got, let me see if I can find anyone else.
And while you're looking,
question.
Just say that now. Remember now, that's for you. A spouse or significant others, and all the children are included for the $124.95.
Correct.
For all those services.
Correct.
For all those free services.
$124? No, $24.95.
Oh, $24.95. Okay, all right.
Yes.
Everybody in the household is included.
Right.
Okay, very good. Okay, so here we go. 323 ending in 5640. Have we spoken to you already? Hello? You're on the air?
Yes, hello there. I'm involved in 2508C1As, and they work with the IRS. One is a charitable religious trust. There is no auditing or reporting whatsoever. And the other is a corporation sole, which is foreign, doing business in the U.S., and it has one little glitch to it, which is, as far as employment is concerned, filing for salaries, things of that nature. Other than that, no auditing, no reporting. You might, gentlemen, you might want to look that up. Well, you're already familiar.
Yeah,
we're
working on that. We want to make that a separate call. But we're working on those issues. Yeah,
good information.
Good information.
Just to let you know, it works. I have my bank accounts. Everything's, I say
great.
I, but surely we.
But you had to file the 508 with the state, right?
Went through, actually, through a judge, Judge Burney.
Okay,
and
not
it went
a problem,
through the
problem.
State of Wyoming into the IRS, yes.
Okay, not a problem. Not a problem. Great. Good information. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we
want to
make that a separate call
so.
Because that really gets convoluted
Technical.
And complicated for many people.
Well, I just don't know.
And we want to keep it separate from the Legal Shield service they get for free.
Yeah. Yeah, that I got lost there. All right. Well,
I know. We don't want to make.
Okay, that's okay. All right. Well, it looks like we're pretty well covered over here. I don't know whether there's anything else that we ought to cover. I think
the only thing I would like to say, Shai, Title
yes.
4 with the IRS, to tell people the free services they get with the IRS.
And
not only just covering this year, but it can go back several years. Go ahead.
Absolutely. So Title 4 basically means is that if you have an audit, so say, example, you have an audit on your personal, not your business, on your personal, they will actually help you, give you 50 hours to help you with the audit and going back on your personal. That means you don't have to start now looking for an attorney. You don't have to start making phone calls and attorneys charging you a lot of money. It's free with the service. Now, one of the things I always say to my clients all the time is that when you might not never need this title, you might never ever need it, but if you do need it at that time, It's scary. It really is scary to deal with the IRS. I know people will never go to the IRS alone and talk to the IRS alone because the fear is so there. So why would you not have an attorney? So what I'm saying is keep this in your back pocket. If you ever need it, you will have it instantly and you'll feel, I mean, really, really good about it. And they do an amazing job. I have heard testimonial after testimonial from other people that actually used that title, and they were very, very happy the way the attorney deals with the IRS. And it's something very important to have.
What title is that again, Shai?
Title 4.
Title 4.
Under that same membership,
Title
under
four.
The same $24.95 yeah. membership.
Correct.
Okay. So okay. All right. Well, I personally have had my own issues with the IRS, so I'm probably going to go ahead and maybe ask Shai a couple of questions. So now I do have one more other person I need to open up the lines for. So here we go.
Yeah.
248 ending in 5251. Whoops. Hold on a second. Hello. 248 ending in 5251. You're on the air. Welcome. Mm-hmm.
Yes, just a minute, please.
Okay.
Now, for the people who want to sign up for it today, where would you send them? There are people online.
Okay, what right. I'd like to know, and maybe you can add this into what the question you're just asking, is can you tell us how to sign up for this?
Okay, Shai?
Oh.
Yeah, great question. Okay, so basically, I'll give you my website where you can actually sign up. It's my name actually. It's S as in Sam, H A I shygoldstein.com. So it's shygoldstein.com. Let me spell it out.
Well, wait a minute, Shai, let me ask a question. Jane, did you sign up as an associate?
I did.
Oh, okay. Well, Jane, what is your – Shai, forget Shai's. Jane, what is your –
Uh-oh.
What is your website
sorry,
for people to go to sign up?
Okay. Okay. So, you know, for me, everybody, we just did this. I did this for myself and for Billy. So it's www.billy, this is all lowercase, B-I-L-L-I-E, Jane, J-A-N-E, wearelegalshield.com. Again, that's BILLIEJANE.wearelegalshield.com. That's it. Thank you. Now, I had a little bit of
Jane.
Yeah, it's confusing what you're saying.
Let's keep it simple, Jane. Let me do this because we want to keep it. Make sure this is clear because people
do
need this help. They really do need a break. Besides being raked over the coals by some of these lawyers, and they need a competent service and need people who are going to help them and not just use them. So the people who really want to get this membership, you say go to Billy, B-I-L-L-I-E, and then you say right behind that Jane, J-A-N-E, right? Dot, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then LegalShield.com. Yes.
I know it says we are legalshield.com.
Oh,
correct.
Okay, great. One more time then. Let me write that. Billy and then Jane, J-A-N-E, dot we are
legalshield.com.
Okay, got it. Yeah. Billy and then Jane, dot we are legalshield.com. Okay. Yeah, go there and sign up and get your membership.
Now, give them your phone number. Maybe give them your phone number so they can call you to sign up if they have any questions.
Well, if they give your phone number, you got it, and you can give it.
Yes.
561-212-1192. And then when they call Shai, he will give them billyjane.wearelegalshield.com for the people to sign up and get the membership.
Perfect.
What was that number again? 561?
561-212-1192. Again, 561-212-1192. And he will help you get signed up.
561-212-1992.
No. Listen one more time. 561, right?
Yes.
212-1192. 561-212-1192.
Got it.
Okay, great.
Okay, and then give them my phone number, and they will return the call.
What? No, call him, and he'll help you get the membership right today.
Oh, okay. That's what I want.
Okay.
Terrific.
Great.
Okay.
Great.
Okay. Yeah.
Because I'm taking notes for some friends, too, so I want to make sure I get it right.
Sure, just call that number,
and
he'll talk to you all day long. He'd be glad to talk to you. He loves to talk.
Terrific, and that's Goldstein.
Okay.
Got it.
Yes, Goldstein.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir, very much.
Shai Goldstein.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, you're welcome. Now, the other thing I want to mention before we close this call is that we're going to have Shai and Dr. Russell again on another call this week, and I have to ask, while we're all together here, I need to find out exactly when Shai and Russell can come back and talk about, you know, the 501c plus
and 508.
If you have any questions about the 508 and whatever else having to do with nonprofit organizations as well as foundations. So I will be putting another call out. I will be sending it out on our newsletter. So unless we can go ahead and let people know when we can get this call together for the two of you. Shai,
I'm available
and,
whenever.
Russell?
Yeah.
I'm available
what day are you available?
Oh, no, no, no. I was thinking we could do, well, let me think. It feels like maybe a weekend is probably still better. So let's
do it next Sunday. The same time was good for me.
Yeah, how about next Sunday, the same time, 12 noon?
Okay,
great.
All right, there we go, everybody. Okay, Sunday we'll go through all of that. That other segment that Shai is an expert in, as well as Dr. Russell.
Yeah.
So thank you, everyone. Shai, if there's anything else you wanted to add, or Russell, we can call it a wonderful call.
Yeah, I just want to say one quick thing before we hang up, is that if anybody has any questions whatsoever, please call me. I would love to hear from you. And again, my number is area code 561-212-1192. So anybody that wants to call me can always call me, and I'll be glad to help them out.
Repeat your name, please.
Oh, yes, Shai, spelled S-H-A-I.
Okay. Thank you kindly. I
appreciate it. And everybody knows how to spell Goldstein, right? G-O-L-D-S-T-E-I-N. All right.
I assume you mean
Russell,
that is Shai Goldstein, correct?
Correct.
Yes. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Yes. Okay,
we'll be glad to help.
Yeah, Russell. Okay,
the only closing remark I have, I'm saying that, listen, people have to protect their families. You have health insurance. You have car insurance, disability insurance, homeowners insurance. People even have insurance on their appliances that they have in the house. But most people don't have a legal insurance. This is a legal show. This works just like AAA. Now, most people know roadside assistance and AAA, right? When you run out of gas, get a flat tire, or you have transmission or car problem, you call AAA. They come and tow you in, fix your tire, give you gas, no cost because you already paid for it. This works the same way.
$24.95 a month, is that correct?
That's it. That's
correct.
It. That's the ballgame. And they will come and take care of your issues. A lot of free services, more than we went over, that you get by just being a member, not only you, but every member in your household. Now, that's a gift from God or from the universe.
If I call you the first thing the next day and I want to sign up.
No, call Shai.
I'm saying you, okay?
That's the law firm.
Okay, so when they sign up, now, do they bill me? How does that work? I mean, in other words, this payment of $24.95, how are you set that up?
They got credit cards. They got MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover,
You pay it by monthly or by yearly?
That's up to you.
You have
three choices.
You can pay it monthly,
quarterly,
or yearly.
Oh, terrific.
You can pay
great. You've answered my questions. Thank you, sir.
Sure.
You're welcome.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. All right, everyone. Okay, go ahead, Shai.
Oh, no. Thank you so much for everyone being online.
You've done a great job.
Tell you, you guys are absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much for bringing this to our awareness. Dr. Russell Johnson, you've been absolutely fantastic in terms of the information you brought to us in many other different ways. And now with the Legal Shield, thank you so much for having you here as one of our guides and mentors along the way. And now thank you, Shai, for being here for us and helping us through all of these legal, helping us with Legal Shield. And of course, pretty soon we'll be talking next week about nonprofit organizations and foundations and how can we do it and become a part of our own particular nonprofits and foundations moving forward. So thank you both so much. Thank you everyone for listening. We'll go ahead and have this on Blog Talk Radio as soon as we end this. So it's open for anyone that you know to come in and just listen to the call that we have for today. All right. Much love to all of you and be safe.
Okay, but thanks a lot for having us.
Don't
forget, call Shai for any questions you may have. That's 561-212-1192. Hey, thank you. Have a great day.
You're welcome.
See you next week.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.